We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Now, what's your favorite, if you're not doing diet, Coke or Pepsi?
They taste the same to me.
BJ.
God, they're so different.
Yeah, to really? Me too.
That's crazy. Oh, they're so
it's
different.
Not crazy.
That is crazy.
I can literally smell the difference between Coke and Pepsi. I don't even have to taste it.
Big difference.
Jamie.
You just started wearing deodorant. You obviously can't smell.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
All right, 6:02. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting rolling here on a Thursday morning. Cold outside, snow on the ground, snow on the roads. Already quite a few accidents in town, too. So take it easy. If you're got to be somewhere this morning, you might want to leave just a little bit early. The roads are packed this morning. This is KALC Radio, Alice 105.9. Denver, Colorado, also heard on the radio.com app all over America. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Schmidl, our producer. Good morning, good morning, good morning. No, Jamie again today. Jamie is out. She'll be back probably tomorrow. I'm guessing tomorrow. But Schmidl,
yeah.
I think you owe the meteorologist in town an apology.
Yeah. Yeah, you better pucker up.
Yep. Yesterday, you were wearing that all meteorologists sucks t-shirt.
Yeah.
And saying that the predictions and the forecasts never were correct. I think they nailed this one.
Yeah. I formally offer my apology to all Denver meteorologists. Sorry.
That's big of you. I like that.
You want to name any?
Give him a shout out.
Especially Dave Frazier. You know, he really nails it. Super accurate.
So. I don't know about you guys, but I think we have 6-7 inches at my house.
I probably got 5.
It's pretty substantial. Yeah. It took me a while to clear off the car this morning.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. I've got a bit of dilemma, though, here with the snow and everything, because this is the first time since I have my little heart condition. This is the first time we've had a snow, and I've been told by the doctors to take it easy for about 6 weeks or so, and it's only been about 5, okay? So we're right on the cusp, and part of that taking it easy is not to shovel snow. They even mentioned that.
It's heavy.
Well, whatever you do, don't be out there shoveling snow, so what the heck am I going to do? Yeah. Am I going to get fined?
You should just go get one of those really badass, overpowered snow plows, and then, you know, just... Get
snow
your little 5
plow?
Or yeah, exactly. And then just hit, you know, your little 5 feet.
Get a little four wheeler.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I say you just let it melt.
Yeah.
It'll naturally happen. Yeah. And if anyone complains about it, just be like, hey, listen, dude, I had a heart attack.
What exactly is the rule? You got to have it cleared within 24 hours, isn't it?
24 hours from when it stops snowing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, technically, I saw a few flakes this morning.
Yeah, so you got a while.
So I've still got until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And you have a volunteer HOA.
I do.
I think you're okay.
Well, I don't know if the HOA is what fines you.
Oh, and it's the state.
It's the city.
Yeah, the city.
Oh, really?
We
get fined.
Yeah.
We get fined for our HOA.
No, it's for us, it's the city. Well, you could get fined for both.
Well,
you could get the HOA and the city, because I think it's a city ordinance that you have to have it cleared off, or you're supposed to, within 24 hours. Although I don't really know anyone that's ever gotten that ticket.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either.
It drives me crazy, though, when people don't shovel their sidewalks. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to walk my dog, and she has to walk through like 8 inches of snow.
How often do you have 8 inches of snow that you have to walk through with your dog?
Well, like
Come on.
I don't know. Maybe like 2 months out of the year. But you're like, not it's walking through a foot. Super annoying.
No.
You'll be fine.
She gets little snowballs on her face.
Maybe.
It's painful.
Maybe I'll bring this up about 4 or 5 times today, and hopefully one of my neighbors hear it.
Oh yeah,
and they say, man, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for Beach, man. He's down, not feeling so good, not doing well. You know, this could kill him. You know, and comes over and takes care of my snow for me.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a snowball's chance in hell that's going to happen, but
we can dream.
I don't think they like me, but maybe I'll just keep bringing it up all morning. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started here on this Thursday morning. A couple of things: a new In-N-Out Burger location was announced yesterday.
Yeah,
we'll get into that when we come back. And I cannot believe talk show host Rush Limbaugh passed away yesterday. And this was after we got off the air that we got news that this had happened. The guy's an absolute legend, an icon in talk radio. Now, no matter if you like what he talked about and his views or not, but I can't believe some of the tweets and some of the messages coming out of Hollywood.
They were ruthless.
Oh, my goodness.
Tore him apart.
I mean, the guy died of cancer. Don't you just drop it at some point? Like when a person passes away.
And a lot of those, I was reading them, it just made me cringe. Like that you would even put that out there about a dead person.
Oh, it's vicious. Oh. Unbelievable. I don't know if I've ever seen this before.
Never.
This is unbelievable. All right, we'll get to that. We'll read some of those for you. All that coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
And check the In-N-Out, what is it called? The weight meter or something of that nature? What is that
phone
line?
The wait list?
It's 1-800-786-1000.
Okay, that's the number you call to find out in Aurora, and I think even in Colorado Springs, what the wait time is to get an In-N-Out burger, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they'll give you, we haven't checked that in a while. I wonder if the wait times are still what they used to be.
It's not even close.
I mean, it was ours.
Yeah, my uncle works over by the one in Aurora.
Yeah.
And last time when I went to pick him up, it looked like it was maybe 30 minutes, 40 at the most.
Yeah, it's still a long time for a hamburger.
It's still a while,
well,
yeah.
There's still locations in California that are about 30 minutes every single day.
But it's not 10 hours,
well,
you know.
So. Maybe the one in Aurora and it backing down to being, only 45 minutes or so. Maybe that will help the situation when the one at Park Meadows opens up and the one in Lakewood. Because it'll disperse, you know, the In-N-Out true diehards.
I'm a little scared about the Lone Tree location, though, because that's going to be a nightmare. I mean, Aurora is right near the mall.
Yeah.
So that's a busy location. But just the way that the Park Meadows one is set up, it's such a small, I guess, shopping center. It's going to be miserable.
Yeah, it's pretty tight down there. It's going to be packed simply because it's new, or at least for the first, you know, couple of months or so. But eventually that wait time, and as more stores open up, the wait time will get down to, a comfortable 30 minutes at least,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 25, so, something like that.
Oh, that'll be a breeze.
So yesterday, I guess it was officially announced. Didn't we already know about Castle Rock?
I feel like we did.
Yeah, I thought we'd even talked about it because I think Jamie, you know, she's in that area down there, and she was excited about it. But I thought we brought that up on the air. Well,
I think the last time we brought it up, though, it was like potential, like it could be down there, and then that was like an official announcement.
Well, gotcha. And they also have, we were driving down there maybe 2 weekends ago, and we drove right by the location because they have banners on the fence, like coming soon, in and out.
All right, well, banners on the fence means it wasn't a well-kept secret.
No, not at all.
Banners. Word gets around with social media, so people find out. But I guess it was official yesterday, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, In-N-Out Burger. How many does that make now? What are we looking at?
I think we're at five.
I mean, don't count the one in Colorado Springs because, you know, that's just too far.
So there is going to be one, I believe, in Denver. Then we've got the maybe four. And then they're thinking about, obviously, Lakewood and Fort Collins.
I'm shocked how well those things do.
That's crazy.
In-N-Out Burger is a good burger, I guess. Not my favorite. I'm more of a Whopper. You know, if we had a Whataburger, yeah. I'm a big Whataburger fan.
I like Freddy's.
You like Freddy's?
Freddy's, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of good hamburgers around. You know, Five Guys.
Five Guys is amazing.
It's a good hamburger. So I don't put In-N-Out at the top of the list, but it's not a horrible burger either. I mean, it's pretty good, but I'm not going to wait 45 minutes. I mean, I'll wait 15 to 20. But not 45 to an hour.
Yeah, they don't even have bacon. Like, why would you wait for that?
I know. They should really add that to the menu. We got to get on that.
All right. New In-N-Out Burger coming to Castle Rock. Yesterday, it was announced after we got off the air. I wasn't shocked with this, that Rush Limbaugh had passed away, because I listen to the program every now and then. The guy is... He's all over the country on so many different radio stations, and it's really hard to avoid the guy, to be honest with you. And... it was announced yesterday, but he had been missing a lot of shows over the past few weeks. And I even mentioned in here off air one day that I didn't think it looked good, because, you know, just when people start to disappear and they're gone for several weeks, then, and you've already known that they've, you know, got some health issues, then you know something isn't right. It's going bad.
Wasn't he on your list for this year?
No. I didn't have him on the list. I get accused of it all the time. But no, not on my death list. He
pretty much anyone
there.
You name in this room.
I could only pick three. Okay, if I'd gone five deep, probably had him on the list. Probably so. Yesterday, when they came on the air, now keep this in mind: with the loss of Rush Limbaugh yesterday, 600 radio stations lost one of their talents. This guy was on 600 radio stations.
He was syndicated everywhere.
That is unbelievable. So 600 radio stations are looking for somebody to fill that slot as of today, with him passing yesterday. His wife, Catherine, went on the air, and it was announced this way when she took to the airwaves yesterday to talk about his passing.
It is with profound sadness I must share with you directly that our beloved Rush, my wonderful husband, passed away this morning due to complications from lung cancer.
It was a little bizarre. I got to be honest with you, the way it was done, because there were a lot of, there was music, fanfare, and everything in the beginning of it, which I didn't play for you because it's too long. It goes on for like a minute and a half. But it was a little bizarre, I thought, just the way they announced it. But nevertheless, it was announced yesterday. He's 70 years old. He had announced about 13 months ago he had lung cancer, stage 4. But man, I couldn't believe how many people took to Twitter and different platforms celebrating his death.
I mean, he was definitely polarizing. He was a polarizing person, but they were ripping him apart.
Don't you let it calm down for 24 hours or so before you start attacking like that?
Well, and you forget that he has a family. And they're reading all of this. I mean, his wife.
I mean, there were things on there, rot in hell. These are some of the things that were trending with his name yesterday. I mean, trending. People sharing and posting, rot in hell. Good riddance. Even Bette Midler, she tweeted out yesterday, Rush Limbaugh has gone to his reward. I'll bet it's hot where he's at. Was it brutal?
Even this
what?
One, like, knock, knock, who's there? Not Rush Limbaugh. He died. Hashtag killing it. Wow.
Another guy, his name's Mark Harris. The guy's big in Hollywood. He says, I'm genuinely sorry that Rush Limbaugh didn't live one more day so he could see all these tweets.
Dang.
Is it gold or what? I don't think I've ever seen this with someone. Don't you just drop it for about 24 hours? Then you can come on viciously. You know what I mean?
I can't think of the last time someone actually passed away where there was this much hate. And like you said, putting it out on social media like that.
Unbelievable. It's crazy. Quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's currently 19 degrees. Snow last night into this morning. The roads are very slick this morning, so take it easy, because there's a lot of accidents out there. We'll get to a traffic report with Allie here in just a couple of minutes. But it's pretty gnarly driving in this morning. We probably had 5 to 7 inches at my house.
Probably, yeah, we had five in Parker.
Yeah, so a good little snowfall, and Spadella already this morning has apologized for all Meteorologist Sucks t-shirts that he's been wearing, and so I think we're on the right path here.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Sorry to, you know, Dave Frazier, Kathy Saban.
Yeah.
They really stuck it to you, yeah, though.
We're starting to make amends here with the meteorologists in town by them just getting this one correct. Because I feel like they nailed this one.
Oh, they
really
got it. They nailed it.
I'm looking at a picture here of Texas, and it's been all over the news how Texas has really suffered with the power outages, and people are scrambling for food, crawling through dumpsters. There's one picture here of how a guy is heating his house. He's running a large tubing, and it's those you see these a lot, I think, in attics in a house. It's those it's almost like a paper, but it looks like aluminum foil.
Yeah, it's like an air duct system.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. He's got an air duct pipe running from the heat in his car,
like a dryer hose.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
To
dryer
his house.
Hose running, and it runs through the front window of his house. So he's, which is all good as long as you got gas in your car, right?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
He's got this all hooked up from his car into the house to heat the house.
That's actually genius.
I wonder if it works.
It probably heats one room.
Yeah.
You got to close the doors and everything. You got to huddle right around that.
That's
that
crazy.
Hole right there.
That's the kind of stuff going on in Texas right now.
It's absolutely nuts. I saw that picture of that you were talking about yesterday of the ceiling fan that had water dripping down it, but it was all frozen. Yeah. So it was just icicles.
I know.
With the ceiling fan going.
I've got audio here. There's a weather guy. Spadil, you heard this. The guy's pretty good, right?
Yeah, the guy in Tennessee.
Yeah. And this was when the storms were first hitting. This was in Memphis, Tennessee. He's doing the weather, a local TV station there in Memphis. And he's warning people that if you're going to spend your Valentine's Day with your spouse and you don't like your spouse, now's the time to get out because the weather's going to worsen and you're not going to be able to escape. And he does this on the actual weather forecast on TV.
Well, that's hilarious.
Okay? All right, here you go.
So as I mentioned, you need to be where you need to be by lunch today, if not earlier than that. I know it's Sunday. You want to go to church. Today is not the day to go to church. Do it virtually because you may get stuck at the church house. Today is Valentine's Day. If you don't like the person that you're with, you might as well go ahead and leave right now because it ain't going to be good for you because you may not be able to leave until about Wednesday.
So go ahead and get yourself a hotel room. Get out of there.
Can you believe he goes on TV and he's so serious about it?
Oh, he's nonchalant.
You don't hear a laugh. You don't hear, he's not joking. I got a feeling he's in a miserable relationship.
Oh, yeah. He's glad that he's at work.
For him to say that, he's got to be miserable, right?
So as I mentioned, you need to be where you need to be by lunch today, if not earlier than that. I know it's Sunday. You want to go to church. Today is not the day to go to church. Do it virtually because you may get stuck at the church house. Today is Valentine's Day. If you don't like the person that you're with, you might as well go ahead and leave right now because it ain't going to be good for you because you may not be able to leave until about Wednesday.
That's great.
Pack up your things.
Coming up next, the Masked Dancer. Jeez. They had the grand finale last night. That was low-keyed.
How do you know this?
We didn't even talk about it. I just saw it this morning on one of the feeds
here. Are you
here.
Sure you didn't watch it?
No, I'm positive.
Come on.
I had no idea it was on. I had no idea that there was a finale. To me, it seemed like it was just kind of under the radar. Like, let's just get this over
with. I didn't even see any promos about it, actually.
I know. It's like Fox said, let's just get out of this. It was a bad decision. We'll do a finale because we have to have a winner. We got a contest here, but we got to just get this over with, right? All right, we'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie. Yeah!
Welcome to the Masked Dancer finale. Craig Robinson here. Tonight, it all comes down to this. Three masked dancers left dancing. The Tulip, the Slaw, and the Cotton Candy.
What a show last night. Unbelievable. The Masked Dancer. Man, oh man, I was on the edge of my seat. Did he say what was left over again? Did you hear that? Did he say the Blob and Cotton Candy? What was the first one?
I know the Cotton Candy one.
The Tulip, the Slaw.
What's the first one?
I think it's a Blob.
The Tulip, the Slaw,
and the cotton candy.
It's a sloth.
The tulip, the sloth, yeah. And the cotton candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you said coolest blob at one point.
I've got a story here that came out yesterday also with the masked dancer. The spinoff, Fox's Masked Singer spinoff, The Masked Dancer, having a hard time winning over viewers. It's only brought in a rating of 0.7 since airing, even though it got a boost from the Super Bowl. That's right. Remember it followed the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl has like 100 million people that are watching it, and then The Masked Dancer came on afterwards. So normally that carries over, and you'll get, you know, a good... could be 20 million fans.
Yeah, because people leave it on. They're not even necessarily watching it.
Well, the show that followed the Super Bowl only got 2.8 million viewers.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine that? You drop from 105 million viewers within the span of the trophy being presented at the Super Bowl to The Masked Dancer, and it gets 2.8 million.
Oh, that's not good.
You drop over 100 million viewers.
That's a cliff.
That's unbelievable. So last night was the grand finale for the show for season one. And according to what I'm seeing here, that Fox says they don't know. They don't know if they're going to confirm a season two just yet.
That means they're not going to confirm it, because if it was such a hit, they'd be like, yep, renewed for season two. Let's do this.
Yeah, as soon as it was done.
I had no idea that the finale was on last night.
I didn't see a promo. I haven't seen a lot about the show, actually.
I swear, it's like Fox realizes that they've got a real dirge on their hands, and they just slid this one in there and said, hey, let's just get this over with. Let's just go ahead, and we'll do a finale because we have to.
They're just letting it go quietly.
Yeah, we owe 2 million fans the payoff, you know what I mean? So let's just let it happen, and then we'll just let it go away like it never happened.
Well, I don't know how they thought it was a good idea in the first place. How are you supposed to identify someone from dancing?
Exactly. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Here we go. Grand finale last night with The Masked Dancer, and we got a winner.
Let's unmask our first ever Masked Dancer champion.
Yeah, that's something you put on your wall. The first ever Masked Dancer champion.
Let's unmask our first ever Masked Dancer champion.
I'm so excited right now.
Audience, stay with me. Take it off.
Take it off.
Gabby Douglas.
You got it.
Motivational speaker, author, and three-time Olympic gold medal winning gymnast, Gabby Douglas.
Who is it? Gabby. Gabby who?
Gabby Douglas, yeah.
She wins, huh?
Olympic champion.
Yeah, good for her. Good for her. She is the grand champion in season one. I don't think there's going to be a season
two.
Well,
see, this is the thing. This is my gauge on it, because I watch a lot of trash TV. I will admit that. I watch The Bachelor and even The Masked Singer. When I don't watch a show, you know it's bad.
Yeah, when you're not watching this trash, you know it's the Carson Gage, right? Coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, there's a story this morning about Citibank, and they're calling it the worst. Somebody lost a job over this. They're calling it the worst banking blunder ever. Ever. Next.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. That can't be true. I'm looking at Textato right now at 51059. So you're saying that last night, after winning The Masked Dancer, that Gabby Douglas, who's an Olympic, was she a gold medalist?
All-around champion in 2012.
She I guess, said that winning The Masked Dancer was neck and neck with winning the Olympics?
Stop it. There's no way that happened.
No. She did?
Yeah, to People Magazine.
Oh, come on.
Well, good for her. So that trophy last night's more important than the gold medal around her neck from the Olympics?
Just as important.
Yeah, take that gold medal down off the shelf and put up the Masked Dancer trophy right there.
All right, there's a story from yesterday about Citibank. This actually happened, I don't know, maybe last October or November or sometime. Some employee made a huge mistake, and it's got to be just somebody sitting at a keyboard that just typed in the wrong figures on this. It cost Citibank. They're calling this the biggest banking blunder ever in the history of banking, okay? It's cost Citibank over $500 million, okay? So they had a payment that was due, but they were going to make payments just interest only and not the big balloon payment, which is due somewhere down the road. And somebody made the mistake and typed in the entire amount and paid over $900 million when they were only supposed to pay just over $7 million.
That's a bad accountant right there.
So your books are missing $900 million.
And a colossal mistake from Citibank costing the company hundreds of millions of dollars. Yesterday, a federal judge blocked the bank from getting $500 million back after an accidental transfer. Back in August, the bank sent $900 million to lenders instead of an $8 million interest payment. They accidentally paid off their $900 million debt years before it was due.
Years before it was due. Well, it's paid in full now. Man, do you have a deficit?
It was due in 2023.
You know that it was some person just sitting at a computer, and their job was to type in the numbers, and they made the mistake and paid it off in full. Have you ever cost your company a lot of money and either got fired or felt like you were about to get fired?
There was one time at Arby's where I let two of the roast beefs go bad because I left them out and they unthawed and they weren't supposed to be unthawed at that time.
Carson. All right.
Overnight. It was probably like a couple $100 worth.
Yeah. I had a situation where I cost the company about $16,000. We got a bill and I was in Florida at the time, but I was doing radio stations all over the country. And so I had to go out to Los Angeles. And so I was in L.A., rented a car in L.A., and I was running late to get back to the airport to get back to Tampa, right? So I pull up at where the sky cabs are, and one of the guys there, I told him what my situation was. My flight's about to leave, and this is pre 9/11, so you could literally run from the car straight to the airplane. So I told the guy, he said, my flight's going to leave in like 10 minutes, but this thing has to go back to the rental car, which is close to the property there. He said, I'll do it for you. I said, okay, well, cool. So I tipped the guy. I tipped the guy $20 and tossed him the keys. And I went and got on my flight and flew back to Tampa. Well, about, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks later, the rental car company called me looking for the car. Couldn't find it. It took 6 months to find the car. It was in an impound lot in Los Angeles. I don't know what this guy did, where he went with the car, but eventually it got towed to an impound lot.
Wow.
Yeah, and it sit there for over 6 months, almost 7 months, and they wanted $16,000 to release the car.
Just to release it? God. Like you didn't have to buy it from them or anything?
For the rental company to get the car back from the impound lot, they had a bill of $16,000 for the car. And so they billed us. They billed our company $16,000 for me leaving that car with the sky cab. Don't ever do that, by the way, at DIA, okay?
That's an expensive car rental right there. $16,000?
Yeah, it cost.
I would have fired you.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's a Thursday, and it's cold. It's 14 degrees right now. And the roads are pretty gnarly this morning, so take it easy. Slow down. Lots of accidents out there. Just take your time. You'll get there eventually. But it is very, very slick. Even the main roads are slick.
Yeah, no joke. Probably, especially I-25, too.
Yeah, probably not going to clear up for a few more hours. So you have to slow down and take it easy. What's going on with documentaries these days? It seems like everybody's got one. You know, you've got that Framing Britney Spears that's out there, right? Justin Bieber, we just played. He had one not that long ago.
They're really popular right now, and the only thing I can think of is that a lot of people are listening to podcasts, so it's kind of, and they want to see into these celebrities' lives and people's lives, and I think they're captivated by it.
And maybe it's even something to do with the pandemic.
Yeah.
People are at home, you know, Netflix has become very, very popular. These documentaries are running on Netflix as well as others, Hulu, and whatever. There's one out now, and I guess it's gaining some popularity because of the content of Demi Lovato. And she claims that she's had three strokes and a heart attack after her overdose in 2018.
So there, actually, right now is just a promo. March 23rd is when it's going to come out on YouTube. It's going to be a four-part series, and it's called Dancing with the Devil. And yeah, she talks about her overdose in July of 2018. I had no idea. They had used Narcan on her when they first showed up.
Here's the promo. I'll be
fine. I've had so much to say over the past 2 years, wanting to set the record straight about what it was that happened.
FYI, I'm just going to say it all, and then if we like don't want to use any of it, we can take it out.
TMZ reports that the singer was rushed to the hospital unconscious.
Law enforcement is stating that she overdosed.
She should be dead.
You don't want the true story from me.
I can't believe y'all are doing this.
So you just want to know everything.
Any time that you suppress a part of yourself, it's gonna overflow.
When you're young and you're famous, my God, it's tough.
It was hammered into her head. You have to be this icon.
Mental health is something that we all need to talk about.
I don't even know why I'm sober anymore.
I was dancing with the devil, out of control.
I'm not living my life for other people, or their headlines, or their Twitter comments.
Bye. Dancing with the devil.
Molly, she says doctors told her that she had only 5 to 10 minutes left.
Dang. No, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I think she overdosed on heroin. That's hardcore.
Yeah, that was a nasty scene, it seems like.
I had 3 strokes. I had a heart attack. My doctors said that I had 5 to 10 more minutes.
I wonder how none of these details came out. That surprises me because normally things like this, especially having 3 strokes and a heart attack, you would think that some of this information would have gotten out by now. I mean, it was 3 years ago.
That is surprising. You think that someone would have leaked it. I mean, especially being in the hospital and all the doctors and nurses that were, and I know you have HIPAA and all that, but you thought it would get out somehow.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that, you know, this thing's being promoted and it's still over a month away.
Yeah, they're hyping it up.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, because this thing doesn't air till what, March?
March 23rd. That's when it's going to come out on YouTube.
Yeah, March 23rd, Demi Lovato. Oh, by the way, there's a new story out this morning that Tom Brady is not the GOAT. It's somebody else. It's next.
BJ and Jamie.
And that video of Tom Brady being whisked off that boat off to wherever they took him. I don't know where they took him to dry out is a great video.
Being held up by his friend. He couldn't even walk.
If you haven't seen this yet, there was a video that leaked, and it was the day after the Super Bowl, that Tom Brady got so wasted, so liquored up afterwards celebrating, that he literally had to be held up and carried, for the most part, through a crowd. And you could see everybody staring at him because they knew that it's Tom Brady, first of all. And second, that he's just so drunk. It's unbelievable.
He looked so happy, though. He had a grin on his face. He was loving life. I mean, the guy probably had, what, half of drink? Maybe one shot? Because he doesn't drink normally.
Oh, no,
so it probably hit him hard.
No. You watch that video. He had a lot more than just one drink. I don't care if he never drank. One shot is not going to do that to you. I don't care if you've never put alcohol in your system ever.
Oh, maybe on an empty stomach.
No. This is right after, if you remember, this is right after he was on the boat and he was tossing around the Super Bowl Lombardi trophy, right?
Yeah, he threw it boat to another boat and had people catch it. And it was a pretty good chuck.
You know, I saw a story. Now, the video I saw was him being led away through that gate, you know, after they got off the boat. On the boat, I just saw pictures. Was his daughter on there, too?
Apparently, yeah. I think she was next to him.
Doesn't she yell something like, be careful, daddy, or something?
I think they asked her about throwing the trophy, and she was like, I had no idea he was going to do that.
Oh, man, what a scene.
I'm surprised he got that drunk with his daughter there.
All right, there's a story this morning that says that Tom Brady is not the GOAT. Greatest of all time, G-O-A-T, greatest of all time. This story says, and here's the headline, Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback in NFL history, not Tom Brady, according to one metric.
Yeah, now, this is going to the Hall of Fame monitor.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame monitor is something that's pieced together, designed to estimate a player's chances to being inducted into the Hall of Fame, okay? They use a calculation of Pro Bowls, All Pros, championships, other statistical milestones within your career, and they calculate it in points for each position. And in quarterbacks, when it comes to quarterbacks, Peyton Manning racks up more points than Tom Brady. And so, therefore, Peyton Manning is the GOAT.
How many points do they have, like, compared?
Peyton holds the top spot with 258 points. Tom Brady is number two with 250.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So he beats him by eight points.
Even though he has more, he has way more Super Bowls.
Well, maybe the Super Bowl is not the, you know, the big point getter.
It should be. And the head-to-head, too. Tom Brady always beat Peyton Manning head-to-head.
Controversy is back, Dad. Controversy is back. Peyton Manning is the GOAT.
I strongly disagree.
But Peyton Manning is a better person. You like him more.
Yes.
Than Tom Brady. Yeah. Everyone likes
but
him more than Tom Brady.
If you're looking at it objectively, who's good at football? Peyton Manning's not nearly as good as Tom Brady.
Hey, I'm just letting you know what the Hall of Fame monitor's saying.
Well, yeah. He's full of it.
They say it. Well, I don't think it's a he.
It's a computer.
I think it's a computer. Statistical mathematical equation of some type.
And math always wins.
Yeah.
So Peyton Manning, baby.
Manning wins over Tom Brady. So it's that simple.
That doesn't make any sense, though.
Plus,
he never beat him.
No, plus, I think what they did, too, is they deducted like 50 points from Tom Brady for that drunken mess he was.
Yeah, throwing the Lombardi trophy? You can't do that.
He lost points.
That's a disgrace.
He lost. There's a woman with her ex, her fiancé. It was an ex-fiancé, but they got kids together. They're fighting over an $88 million Powerball. Have you seen this story? They are fighting. He went to prison. Get this. He goes to prison. She wins the Powerball.
Isn't he still in prison right now?
Well, he's getting out.
Oh,
yeah. But he's suing for the money. But he goes to prison. Boy, you're talking about having a bad day. First of all, you get popped for something to send you to prison. And then second of all, your ex, your fiance, wins the Powerball. And you're in the big house and you can't spend it. That story is next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Currently 15 degrees. Snow-covered roads. It's pretty slick out there. Lots of accidents around the area. Just take it easy. If you've got to be to work this morning, allow yourself some extra time because it's going to take it. Even the main arteries. They're kind of snow-packed this morning. Quite a bit of ice out there, and it's just cold. It should clear up a little bit later on today, and maybe some of this will melt. And then looking at near 60 degrees in the next several days.
Oh, that'll be nice.
It's going to feel like spring, man. All right, there's a woman in North Carolina, and she was dating this guy. Actually, they've been together for quite a while. They've got a couple of kids together, but they never got married. He is only her fiancé, but I guess they did get engaged, but they do have a couple of kids together. Well, he ends up going to prison. He got busted. I think it had something to do with drugs.
Drug trafficking.
Yeah. All right. So they put him in the pokey. He's there for a couple of months, and she wins the Powerball. I kind of remember this one. The $188 million that was won in North Carolina. This is the lady that won it. And with her taking the cash and after taxes, her money is $88 million. So here you have the father of the kids. But only a fiance. He's in prison for drugs, and she wins the Powerball.
And at the time, it was the largest jackpot winnings in North Carolina.
Now, when she wins it, now keep in mind, they've only been separated by the him going to jail for a couple of months, okay? So she went out and bought several things for this guy, just, I guess, lining it up for when he gets out of the big house, right?
Got him some gifts, like a 77-acre bike track. Right.
And then somewhere along the way, she's decided that she no longer wants to be with him. So she wants to split up. And this was like in, 2018 or so. She wants to split up. She wants a divorce. Not even a divorce. It's a split up because it's a fiance, right? So she wants to split up. She claims that none of the money is his. And the gifts that she bought him is hers to sell. So she's unloaded everything.
Which makes sense because he was in jail. There's no way he could sign for any of this stuff.
Now, is he? Because he is the father of her kids, and they were engaged at the time she won the Powerball, is he entitled to some of this money? You would think he would be.
Well, and it depends on, because in Colorado, if you live together a certain amount of years or whatever, you're considered legally married,
you
right?
Know, I think in Colorado, if I'm not mistaken, and Texanado, you can correct us if we're wrong, but at 51059, but I think in Colorado that if you live under the same roof for 6 months, I think it is, if you're together that long, then you're considered man and wife.
Like common law.
I think so.
I think that, yeah, now, I think that's right in Colorado.
I don't know what North Carolina law is.
What I'm seeing is it's if you live together with the intent of being married, you're automatically common law.
Does it even take 6 months?
Doesn't even take 6 months.
Son of a God.
Be careful. Because they were engaged.
Be careful who you move in with and what you say to each other. So if you're buying like co-property, things of that nature, then you're considered married in Colorado, right?
Correct.
Wow. Well, this guy wants part of the money, and you would think, okay, look. I know people get angry with each other, and I know that the guy made a mistake. He's out dealing drugs, and he went to the prison. But you got kids together. I mean, you've got $88 million. Don't you think you could carve off maybe four or five for the dude and just send him on his way?
Absolutely not.
Right?
She was working five jobs when she won this to take care of their two kids while he's in prison.
But they were flat broke. She was out doing five. According to this, she was out doing five. How in the world do you have five jobs?
A bunch of part-time jobs?
Is there enough time in
the
day?
You alternate days.
Well, you can't be five jobs?
I mean, that's hustling right there.
All right, she's got five jobs. They're making it paycheck to paycheck. Thank God he's dealing drugs.
except he gets busted and lands in jail.
No, they need the money, I'm saying. I'm saying, thank God he's got a gig too, you know?
Yeah, but he could have been working five jobs just like she was, not dealing drugs.
I'm just saying.
You got to make an honest living. Come on.
All income's income, okay? It's all income. That's the way I see it.
You're not breaking him off $5 million. I'm sorry.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. So you're telling me, Carson, you're looking up the details here, that if I win the lottery, if I go out and buy a lottery ticket, it's my lottery ticket. It's mine. Not mine and my wife, but it's my lottery ticket. And if I win the lottery, no matter if you're married, whatever, you don't have to share it.
So someone texted in and just said that they just did their will and trust. Inheritances and lottery winnings are not shareable or split up.
Woo-hoo!
It's solely that person's money, even if you are legally married. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but they just, I mean... there's no way.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to hit it one day. Yeah, we were talking about this woman in North Carolina. She wins the Powerball, $88 million. Her husband is in prison because of trafficking drugs, and he's in prison. She wins the lottery 2 months later, and she doesn't want to share any of the money, and he's fighting for it in court. I didn't know that. I thought that whatever money you have, as a couple, it's pretty much split, or at least, you know, it goes in front of a judge, but everybody has rights to it. I didn't know that a wife, husband, whatever, can have a lottery ticket and hit it big and not have to share it.
Well, take that with a grain of salt because it's from Texanado. So.
I don't know. Remember yesterday we were talking about Kendall Jenner and that tequila that she's coming out with?
Oh, yeah, 818.
Yeah, I guess she's in a world of trouble over it. Now social media, which social media will go after you for anything. And the 25-year-old is now in trouble because she isn't giving any shout-outs to Mexico with the tequila. The tequila is made in Mexico. It's basically, it's just shipped over here, and she stuck a new label on it. And but which is cool. You can do that. You know, I mean, it's part of the marketing of it. But she has turned it into, I guess, it's pretty much a Calabasas, California tequila, when really it's from Mexico, and she's catching heat because she's not giving any props to Mexico.
So essentially she took an already existing tequila and just slapped her name on it?
Yeah, well, I think you can do that, though. I think you can go down and you can get with any of these distilleries in any country, that is, even vodka, if, you know, Russian or whatever. And I think you can call it, you know, whatever you want to call it. I mean, stars do it all the time, don't they? I mean, don't you have, like, who was it? Is it... George Clooney that is in the liquor business, I think. That and they don't probably, they don't make it. They go out and they find a distillery somewhere that makes that alcohol for them. And then all they do is just call it their brand and throw a label on it.
Yeah, Clooney has a tequila just like that.
Yeah, he's got a tequila. And I guarantee you that it's not made anywhere near his house.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not made in California.
Unless she bought the entire distillery itself.
No, it doesn't say that. It says that it came out of a distillery in Mexico. And that she is throwing a label on it, 818, which is an area code in California. So she's tossing a label on it to make it appear that it's a California tequila when really it comes from Mexico. Which I think this happens all the time.
Yeah, I don't see the big deal in it.
I think it's a bunch of trolls on social media.
Make your money.
That just hate Kendall Jenner, you know? And I kind of see that. I kind of get it. I see why they hate her, okay? She's worth too much money.
I mean, she's smart, though.
Yeah, it's a smart move. And she'll make millions, but you can still hate her, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also heard on the radio.com app, a radio app that you can download for your phone and take us wherever you go. I'm looking at this screen here in the studio, and over 20 accidents this morning. Through the metro area. That's quite a few for one morning, anyway. And it's one of these days that it's a really bad day to have an accident, you know? I mean, it's bad any day, but today's a bad day because it's too darn cold.
Not only are you frustrated that you just got into an accident, but then you have to stand outside and exchange information and take pictures with someone.
Especially if you're in a situation where, you know, a wrecker's going to come and get your car. And you've got to, like you said, stand outside and freezing. You got nowhere to go. It's not like you can sit in the cop car, you know, just to warm up.
If the cops even show up, they probably won't even show up.
I can't believe, I mean, for the past, I don't know, 5 days, 6 days or so, the weather all across the country. We're talking from Seattle all the way down through our region here into Texas, who's really been hammered because of their power outage. And, you know, through the South, from, you know, from Georgia to Tennessee and all over the place. I mean, from coast to coast, it's been an absolute nightmare for 5 days in a row.
And I think as of last night, there were still 2.7 million people without power in Texas.
Hey, Spadil, what is this audio about the corn dog?
So there was a woman who just really wanted a corn dog, and she made her husband go get it. Just in the middle of a blizzard.
So the audio is somebody, I guess at one of the TV stations, decided to do a story on it?
They were just trying to talk about the snow, and that was kind of the only thing to mention.
So they mentioned the corn dog story.
Yeah.
And she really hears reaching. It, and she's laughing about it.
Yeah, in this clip, she's just recording it with her phone because she was the one that sent her husband out to get the corn dog.
And she's on
and
the
she
news.
She saw it, yeah.
Oh, it sounds thrilling.
Oh, man. All right. Slow news day in St. Louis, right? Here we go.
Cloud clear snow nearly as quickly as it falls in the Columbia Shopping Center. One of the people making a quick dash inside, truck driver Tom Cavett.
My wife wanted some corn dogs for dinner, so left the car out of snow to grab some corn dogs for her. The snow like this is nothing new to me, really.
Get out of here.
Wow.
That is nowhere near as good as the weatherman.
No.
No, the Tennessee weather guy is way funnier.
And at that point, you're just reaching for stories. You got nothing to talk about.
Something.
A meteorologist in Memphis, Tennessee is talking. This is on Sunday. Maybe it might have been Saturday. He's doing the forecast, and he's warning people for Valentine's Day that if you're if you stay at home and you don't like the person that you live with, married to or whatever, it's time to get out.
Because, this is real talk.
Because by the time Sunday's weather rolls in, you're not going to be able to leave. So if it's going to be miserable for you to be around this person, this is part of his weather forecast. Listen to this.
So as I mentioned, you need to be where you need to be by lunch today, if not earlier than that. I know it's Sunday. You want to go to church. Today is not the day to go to church. Do it virtually because you may get stuck at the church house. Today is Valentine's Day. If you don't like the person that you're with, you might as well go ahead and leave right now because it ain't going to be good for you because you may not be able to leave until about Wednesday.
Again.
So as I mentioned, You need to be where you need to be by lunch today, if not earlier than that. I know it's Sunday. You want to go to church. Today is not the day to go to church. Do it virtually because you may get stuck at the church house. Today is Valentine's Day. If you don't like the person that you're with, you might as well go ahead and leave right now because it ain't going to be good for you because you may not be able to leave until about Wednesday.
What a warning, huh? If you don't get out now, it's going to be way too late.
Where was that guy at the beginning of the pandemic? Could use that advice.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Yesterday, we were talking about that mayor down in Colorado City, Texas. And as you know, Texas has been pounded with this winter, this polar vortex that has rolled through the area since over the weekend. And a lot of people without power, they're scrambling for food. We've seen pictures of some of the supermarkets down there. And you thought during the pandemic that some of the shelves here were bare. Wow. At the supermarkets in Texas, in a lot of the cities, including Houston and Austin and different places, you can't find anything. I mean, they're completely empty.
Literally bare shelves everywhere.
And so people are scrambling down there just to get warm. The heat's off. Electricity's off. I think over 4 million people. Anyway, there's a guy that's a mayor of Colorado City, Texas, and he snapped. I mean, the guy went off because people were calling the city hall, and they were looking for, some help. Can we get the power back on? Where can we get food, water? They're having to boil water in Texas right now because I guess it's been compromised in some way, and you got to boil it just to make sure that it's safe. Anyway, the mayor of this particular city goes off. He basically goes to Facebook, and he tells people to, quote, get off your and take care of yourself and your own family. If you're not prepared, then it's your fault. You need to get up and care for yourself. Don't depend on the city. We're not a bunch of handouts. And he went on and on and on and on, just over and over again. And then the guy resigned, I guess, right? He wasn't fired. He resigned.
Yeah, he quit.
He quit.
Probably a safe move.
That was his job as mayor, and he was fed up with it. He was tired of people calling, tired of people wanting handouts, and he stated that on Facebook. And then he said, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm done. So he quits. Now, here's a part of the story this morning that, I mean, the guy's a schmuck for saying what he said on Facebook. Because, I mean, not everybody that probably was calling in to get some relief and get some help maybe couldn't help themselves. So I don't know if you put everybody in the same category. Yeah, there are people out there that probably were taking advantage in some way, but then there are other people that desperately needed some help, right?
But Texas hasn't seen this in, I mean, probably its history. It was 15 degrees the other day there. They're not used to that. They're not used to, I mean, the pipes are bursting. What do you want them to do?
Well, I know yesterday when we were talking about this, we had several people on Textato at 51059 that came to the defense of this particular mayor saying, hey, he's saying the right thing, that there are people out there that they just want handouts. Well, there are people that want handouts, and there are people who are going to take advantage and expect you to do more than what you really are supposed to do, I guess, as a municipality. But for this guy to go on Facebook and put everybody in the same category was wrong. He shouldn't have done it. But here's an update to the story. Because of what he did and what he said, his wife, who's a teacher, an administrative assistant and secretary, so part of the school system, maybe not a teacher, was fired yesterday.
Oh, as for backlash?
Because of what he said on Facebook, what her husband said on Facebook, the mayor, she was let go of her job yesterday.
I wonder if they legally can do that. Like, what was their reason for firing her?
I think she has a lawsuit.
Absolutely, 100%.
I mean, how is she to blame for her husband going off on Facebook? I know he's the mayor of the city. And the things that he said, I mean, I'm not even sure that you could, take him to court on anything. I don't think he broke the law. He just said what he thought, and he quit. Okay? It basically went into City Hall and said, here's the keys to the city, man. I'm done. I can't take it. Too many people are calling here wanting help. And I can't help him. And so he said what he said on Facebook, but it cost her to lose her job.
So she's guilty just being married to him.
Yeah, that's what it seems.
I definitely think she has a lawsuit there. She could probably go after the school board.
I don't see how you let her go. And according to the story, I'm reading the story right now, it says family's come under fire for his controversial statements, leading to his wife, Casey, being fired from her job as administrative assistant and secretary at the local school system. According to her LinkedIn page.
And even if you were going to fire her for that reason, wouldn't you wait a little bit? Just so it wasn't so obvious?
Yeah. You would have to, you'd set her up or something, you know, maybe put like a doobie or something.
Start a paper trail.
On her desk and say that she was getting high at school or something. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Plant some drugs on her. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's what you do. You set her up. You don't, that way you save yourself a lawsuit. You've got cause at that point, right? Hey, Spinell, what is this trending ABC remix?
So there's just some trending audio on TikTok. A lot of people are making videos with it right now. Usually it's like teachers or parents are dancing with their kids. And it's just a new way to tell your kid the ABCs. It's a lot more fun.
So it's a new version instead of A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yeah, it's
instead
got a little pizzazz to it, a little beat.
It's a rhythm. 2021.
It's a modern version.
Yeah. All right. We'll play it when we come back. The new new version of the ABCs. So play for your children.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 19 degrees, slick roads out there, so be careful. Spadil, I want to thank you. Because it just dawned on me that little frog just turned 3 years old and learning his ABCs.
Oh, yeah.
And you finding this on TikTok, this brand new version of the ABCs in order to teach your child is very, it's very cool for me.
Yeah, it'll make it a lot more fun for you.
Yeah. And I like the old version because I think kids can resonate with it and they can remember, you know, it's good for them. A, B, C, D, we all know how that goes.
Right.
But having a new version that maybe some alternative that even assists more is even, you know, more valuable.
Yeah, well, I think you can still kind of catch on the same way. You know, it's got a beat. It's fun.
It's going to be a little bit harder with this one, though.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, I haven't heard it. So, all right, let's just imagine me and Little Frog, we're learning our ABCs, so we throw this on.
Everybody learn your ABCs. Start with A, then end with Z. Everybody learn your ABCs.
Huh.
Start with A, then end with Z. Yo A, yo B, yo.
I'm already lost. Let's try that again, okay? All right, I'm going to pretend that here I am with Little Frog, and let's start from the very beginning. Got to learn my ABCs.
Everybody learn your ABCs. Start with A, then end with Z. Everybody learn your ABCs. Start with A, then end with Z. Yo A, yo B, yo 1, 2. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Yo A, yo B's, yo A, B's and C's again. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Yo A, yo B's, yo A, B's and C's.
I got it.
A, yo B's.
I'm on it.
Yo A, B's and C's.
Come on.
Yeah.
A, yo B's. B's.
Yo A, B's and C's.
Yeah, nice. I got this.
Why?
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm trying to map out my afternoon here. I think I'll throw on some chili. That sounds good this afternoon because it's cold.
Nice cold
day.
You
know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to kick back and watch the 7 minutes of terror this afternoon.
7 minutes of terror?
Yeah, 7 minutes of terror's on. You don't know about the 7 minutes of terror that's on later on this afternoon?
No, what is that? Is that like Netflix series?
No. It's the actual Mars landing today by NASA.
Oh.
7 minutes of terror. Here, I got details for you.
It took 7 months for the Mars 2020 Perseverance spacecraft to travel between Earth and Mars. And
how long? 7 months?
Yeah. 20.
Man, how? Oof. 20 months.
I'm pretty sure he said 20 months.
It took 7 months.
Seven. Yeah. You're wrong. 7 months. 7 months to go from Earth to Mars? This thing's traveling like at 12,000 miles per hour or something like that.
It's a 292.5 million mile journey.
Well, we're there today.
It took 7 months for the Mars 2020 Perseverance spacecraft to travel between Earth and Mars. And once it arrives, 7 minutes to travel from the top of the atmosphere to the surface.
By the way, that's the 7 minutes of terror.
Oh.
Yeah. 7 minutes from the time it gets to the atmosphere of Mars to the time it gets on the planet itself later this afternoon.
Now, landing on Mars is all about finding a way to stop and stop in the right place.
Officially, it's called Entry, Descent, and Landing, or EDL. But at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, they have another name for it. 7 minutes of terror.
There you go. 7 minutes of terror. This afternoon, scary. Live on the NASA stream.
There is nothing we can do to help Perseverance land. She's got to do this all on her own.
The problem is the lag time. Right now, it takes 11 minutes for radio signals traveling the speed of light to reach Earth from Mars.
We can't guide it. We can't pilot it on its own. Perseverance has to, we have to train Perseverance to do it on her own. And all of the activities that occur during those 7 minutes of terror have to be autonomous.
And this is pretty amazing if you think about it. You know, I mean, it takes 11 minutes. Is that what he said? 11 minutes for a signal to come from Mars back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a lag time there in order to get this thing through the atmosphere and to get this thing landed on Mars today. This is happening this afternoon. And the 7 minutes of terror is the heat of the atmosphere when it makes an entrance. And then I guess the deployment of the parachutes that it takes to land on Mars.
That's nuts.
When there's re-entry here in on Earth, they can land in the ocean, right? There's no oceans on Mars, so it's incredibly difficult for them to land on the surface.
They've got to launch this parachute. And do you realize also there's a thing called Ingenuity, I think? And that thing's a chopper. It's a helicopter that's attached to this that once they land on Mars, it will detach, and it's going to just fly around Mars mapping the place.
What?
For months upon months. Yeah. It's a chopper that's attached here. I think it's called Ingenuity. And it's also a part of this mission, too. I mean, there's tons of crap going on here.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Like it is called Ingenuity, wrong. You're right.
Is it Ingenuity?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I thought I saw that where this helicopter, and they're calling it, I think NASA says that it's so new and it's so different that they're using it. Never before has anything like this been used, even with the moon or anywhere else, any other planet. It's so new, they're calling it an experiment much like the Wright brothers. When they tried to, get off the ground with an airplane.
That's a huge deal. This is history.
Yeah, big time. And it's all going to be live streamed today. I think the stream starts around our time, 12:15, just after noon today. And then I think the actual landing to see the 7 minutes of terror, that's going to happen, I think, between 1:30 and 2 o'clock today.
Yeah, I'm seeing 1:55.
That is crazy. They're at Mars. And let me ask you this, because part of the mission is this. They want to find out if there's ever been life on Mars, correct?
Previous life form, yes, correct.
Yeah, because they think they've got a couple of craters up there that they're going to explore that there was water in it one time. And water, being a sign of life, is what they want to determine and prove that. Do you think, let's say this, let's say that this spacecraft makes it through the 7 minutes of terror. And then the parachute launches, and the thing lands on the ground. Cameras come on, computers come on. It all fires up. Okay, everybody's ready. Okay, and in NASA, they're sitting back watching the monitors, and everything gets all go. It's all a go. No problems. And then this little green man comes walking across the horizon, right? With his little green family.
Like Marvin the Martian? Uh-huh.
Yeah. With his little green family, maybe even on horseback. They get within the camera range, and all of a sudden, the people at NASA, they see this family on horseback, and they like, oh, my God, there is life. I mean, it's aliens, but it's life. Do you think they would tell us?
No.
Not a chance. No,
they're gonna bury that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a conspiracy theory. Okay, I think they have a deal with the government that if you find life, you shut up. Okay, you shut up. You don't tell people because it'll freak people out.
Well, we have Area 51,
hey, dude. If we come in here to do this show tomorrow, and it was proven that we saw on a video from Mars little green people riding a horse. You don't think that we'd all be freaked out?
Oh, it'd be chaos.
That's right? The only thing we talk about all morning.
All morning?
Yeah.
It'd be breaking.
How could you not?
Left and right. The little green man and a horse.
I kind of want to see it, though. Come on.
I'm just saying.
Let us see it.
No, seriously, though. If they do discover any type of life, I don't think they'd tell us off the bat. I think that's a big secret for them.
We'd find out like 20 years down the road.
Yeah.
And it'll get leaked by someone in NASA.
Right, right. Probably. Because they're not going to let the word out and freak everybody out, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm just reading more on this 7 minutes of terror here with this NASA program that's about to land later this afternoon. And it starts at 12:15 on the NASA feed. They'll be streaming, so you can find it. You just got to Google it. But you've got 12:15, it fires up. And then at 1:55 this afternoon is when the landing is complete with the Perseverance. But I've been reading about the 7 minutes of terror, and this is just incredible. This spacecraft alone that's about to land, the rover that is, it costs $2.2 billion. That's pretty high price. That's a high monthly payment.
And they're never going to get that back.
Yeah. Well, no, it's
essentially it's stuck on Mars.
It will endure. Get this. It will travel through the atmosphere of Mars at 12,000 miles per hour. That's moving.
Yeah, how do you stop that? Even with the parachutes and everything.
The screeching halt it will come to with a supersonic parachute. But get this. It will endure temperatures as high as 2,300 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, wait a minute. So they're going to do 12,000 miles an hour, and they're going to have temperature 2,300 degrees Fahrenheit. They're going to have a supersonic parachute that will deploy, bringing this thing to a screeching halt. And yet I've got an airbag recall. That doesn't even seem fair.
That's about
right.
You
know what I mean? I mean, if they can get this right, I mean, they can't get a BMW's airbag right.
And the tires on that rover don't melt at that. And we get nails in our tires. We got to go take it in. Deflate immediately.
Come on. We can do better than this, can't we? By the way, the speed of 12,000 miles per hour would equate to going from London to New York in 15 minutes.
Wow.
That's moving. This should be pretty impressive. I mean, if you're into, and oh, get this, when they drill the rocks, the specimens that they come up with in this crater that they think held water at one time, that the rocks, the specimens will return to Earth in 2031. So we won't see them in 10 years.
Dang.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a delay there.
And we'll never see the images of the alien.
Yeah, probably not. No, they're going to hide that forever. That's pretty crazy. This thing, again, starts at 12:15 this afternoon. Worth watching. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to log on, and it'll be on the NASA channel on the stream, and then they will land this afternoon at 1:55. Maybe it all goes well.
You're watching history.
That's amazing, though, that they can do this, that they can put this thing out there. It's been traveling for 7 months on its way to Mars, and today it will land later on this afternoon. That's pretty crazy if you think about it, you know?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It was yesterday morning about this time, maybe just a little bit later, 30 or 40 minutes later, that Rush Limbaugh, his wife went on the air and announced that he had passed away.
It is with profound sadness I must share with you directly that our beloved Rush, my wonderful husband, passed away this morning due to complications from lung cancer.
So some of the news is starting to come out about Rush and his fortune. That's the only way to say it, okay? The guy was on 600 radio stations. He had signed a brand new deal contract. Guess how much? The brand new deal, by the way, happened just prior to him announcing that he had cancer, which was about 13 months ago, I think it was. But guess how much money this guy's making?
A year?
Yeah, annually.
$16 million.
How much?
$16 million.
$16 million. Spadil, you want to take a shot at it?
I'll go with $10 million.
$10 million a year. Remember, 600 radio stations coast to coast.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. $70 million.
What?
We are way off.
Holy
$70 million. He makes a tad more than this show. just a tad. $70 million a year. He has a $51 million estate in West Palm Beach, Florida. That $51 million will go to his wife, Catherine, who, by the way, is 26 years younger than he.
Wow.
He was 70 years old. She is 44 years old. She will inherit the, this is just coming out. She will inherit the Florida mansion and the rest of his money, which they say that he is reportedly worth over $700 million.
Ooh.
He's almost a billionaire.
Oh, man.
Did he have any kids?
Radio has been good to him. No, I don't think so. Wow. I don't think he has any children.
So that's all hers.
He has three ex-wives. So he was married four times, counting this wife here. Yeah. Wow. But they're not saying, they don't know if any of the ex-wives will get any of the money, if he left anything for them. But he does have an estate worth close to $700 million. Yeah, so the guy was loaded. Radio was very good to him.
Obviously. Yeah, it was very, I wish it was that good to us.
Yeah, it was better. It was better for him than it's been for us.
Yeah, like miles better.
I think so. That's crazy, is it not? How much money this guy was worth.
BJ and Jamie.
So I'm looking at the radar right now, and do you realize it's snowing in northern Mexico?
Really?
In Mexico?
Yeah, just just along the Texas-Mexico border, it's snowing right now.
I guess that would make sense.
Wow.
Wild.
I have never seen that before. Never seen it before. That's crazy. I'm sure it's happened because, you know, I don't know if it has or not, but I'm sure it has at some point in history. But that is crazy to look at. And I did see some good news, though, for the people in Texas, is that what was a number of around, I think, 4 million or more, 4.3 million maybe it was.
Yeah, yesterday.
Out of power. Now they're down to 600,000. I mean, 600,000 is still bad, but it's not 4.3 million.
That means they got a good chunk of power back on. That's great.
Yeah, things are getting back to close to normal. But,
at least they've got heat.
Yeah. At least they've got some heat and they can survive this thing. It's pretty nasty. All right, don't forget to watch the Mission to Mars coming up later on this afternoon. What time does it start again, Carson?
12:15. The live stream starts on NASA.
Live stream on NASA. You can see it today. They are going to land that sucker on Mars today.
Watch some history.
That's pretty incredible. That should happen sometime around between 1:30 and 2 this afternoon, our time. Take care, have a great day, enjoy, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.